I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Women are often considered second-class citizens in Pakistan. Through FMI Sewing and Literacy Centers, women are now discovering their value and worth in Christ. A man we'll call Nehemiah says FMI founded these centers as part of their Women's Discipleship Initiative.
We have opened 10 sewing centers, literacy centers in Pakistan, where these women, they come, they learn how to stitch Pakistani dresses, and it's home-based business concept. So in these centers, they are not learning how to stitch Pakistani dresses, but they're learning how to read Bible as well.
Often, the women who come to these centers and give their lives to Christ leave behind a life rooted in Islam. So pray that despite persecution, more women would come to know the Lord. And did you know E3 Partners connects with churches to help further the Great Commission? E3's Jeff Johnston describes what a partnership could look like with your church.
A partnership could be as simple as we help your church take mission trips to a particular part of the world that you have a passion or a heart for. Or it could be we train your congregation on how to share the gospel effectively and confidently and how to make disciples. Or it could be a combination of those things. Or it could be we help your church with local evangelism.
Johnston says E3's training is biblically based and follows the patterns Jesus laid out for his disciples. It's all designed to help churches share Christ in their communities. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.